Well, I am Hope, the charity that has driven such a lot of real support for our rangatahi, has a new chief executive. His name's Nick Bayliss, and he's with us today to talk about Gumboot Friday, which has now funded more than 164,000 free counselling sessions for young New Zealanders and continues to provide barrier-free access to mental health support. It's a pleasure to have a kōrero with you, Nick. Tēnā koe. My name's Dale. Thank you for joining us on Radio Wātea.
Morena, Dale. Kia ora.
Good on you, Nick. Mike gave me a heads up saying, well, Nick's joining us tomorrow. Nick Bayliss, he's the new CEO. Go easy on him. I says, hey, listen, when have I ever gone hard on I Am Hope? Hardly, Mike. We go back a long way. Tēnā koe, Nick. Welcome to the hot chair. It's mahi rangatira, as we describe it, chiefly work, supporting our young people. So all the best with your new role. Tell us a bit about yourself, mate, and what sort of attracted you to what I Am Hope is all about, Nick. Tell us a little of your background coming into the gig, please.
Sure. So my background really for about 30 years was in advertising agencies. Then I sort of moved into a more marketing role and then into sort of corporate strategy and sort of organizational change, I suppose you'd call it. But through that whole period, I've worked with Mike in the background sort of from day one, really, helped him transition from being a comedian into a mental health advocate and lobbyist, I suppose. And sort of over the last 10, 12, 15 years, we've sort of together built the brand. I mean, Mike is the driving force, clearly. I've just been in the background helping him with various sort of iterations of the organization and what he's been doing. And then last year he said to me, oh, you know, I need a new CEO. And I said, oh, yeah, you probably do. You know, it's the organization's big. You're doing things that probably aren't your sweet spot. So I think he then had some discussions with the board, and the board said, look, you know, we need to go out and recruit, which they did. They ran a very stringent recruitment process. Mike asked me to put my hat in the ring, which I did deliberate a little bit, but I did in the end put my head in the ring. And look, it was a 6-month recruitment process, I think, over a lot of applicants. Like, I mean, I think over 40 applicants. And ultimately, I ended up, the board appointed me in April this year. So that's sort of the story of that.
Yeah, cool. Gumboot Friday, I haven't got the date on it, but we, you know, it's a well-known kaupapa. And it is a great fundraiser because ultimately we're trying to get these sessions for our kids who are emotionally vulnerable, and we want that al pronto. So there's a real goal in here. When is Gumboot Friday in 26 then, Nick?
Yeah, so Gumboot Friday is two things. So one, it is our fundraising day on November the 6th when we try and activate all of our communities around Aotearoa. And really ask them to do two things for us. One is to put on their gumboots, so gumboot up, and just show support and raise awareness, I suppose, for mental health and for our rangatahi and our tamariki. And then the other part of it is Gumboot Friday is actually our counselling platform. So we run a platform where young people can come onto the platform. They can search for a counsellor. So, you know, a lot of medical practitioners are assigned to you. Our big point of difference is that the person who's seeking help can go into that platform and literally look at over 700 counsellors nationwide, which is a significant number, and decide, you know, who they want to connect with, who they sort of either like the look of, or do they want a female or a male? Do they want a young person or an old person? Do they want someone who's a specialist in depression and anxiety, or do they want someone who is maybe a little more, you know, less in a more sort of alternative therapy space, I suppose. So I think that's our big points of difference. And so the platform itself, you know, we're seeing massive demand. May, June, July have been our highest 3 months ever. And just put that into perspective, you know, those 3 months alone, we delivered nearly 11,000 sessions in 3 months. Now, winter's always higher than summer, but, you know, that has two sort of things attached to it, I suppose. One is it's slightly alarming that 11,000 people in 3 months under 25 came to us seeking help. I guess the upside of that is that we are seeing that we're starting to break down those stigmas around counselling. We're starting to see, I think, a generational change that our young people are realising that it's okay to admit that you need some help in the mental health space. It's okay to talk. It's good to talk. So I think that's a real positive as well from those numbers.
Yeah, tēnā koe. There's no doubting the role that Scumbag Friday, I Am Hope, have played in accessing these very important counselling sessions in a timely manner. But there are still some issues with politics, political support for the charity. I know that you'll be steering the ship there, so we wish you well. More than 164,000 free counselling sessions have been funded in the last 6 or 7 years. So I certainly wish you well, and you've got a vehicle here anytime you need us, Nick, to talk about issues pertaining to I Am Hope, to Gumboot Friday. And indeed, there's no greater priority than supporting as we can, as best we can, our rangatahi and their futures. So all the best in the chair with a new gig, Nick, but a long time involvement with I Am Hope. A pleasure meeting you this morning for a brief kōrero. Thanks so much for joining us, Nick.
Appreciate it, Dale. Nga mihi nui.
Me koe hoki.